Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 23, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems, The Death of the Old Year and Abu Ben Adem. Part 2 continued. The Death of the Old Year. It is customary, every New Year's Eve in America, to ring bells, fire guns, send up rockets, and in many other ways to show joy and gratitude that the old year has been so kind, and that the new year is so auspicious. The emphasis in Tennyson's poem is laid on gratitude for past benefits, so easily forgotten, rather than upon the possible advantages of the unknown and untried future. Full knee-deep lies the winter snow, and the winter winds are wearily sighing. Toll ye the church bell sad and slow, and tread softly and speak low, for the old year lies a-dying. Old year, you must not die, you came to us so readily, you lived with us so steadily, old year, you shall not die. He lieth still, he doth not move, he will not see the dawn of day, he hath no other life above, he gave me a friend, and a true, true love, and the new year will take him away. Old year, you must not go, so long as you have been with us. Such joy as you have seen with us, old year, you shall not go. He frothed his bumpers to the brim, a jollier year we shall not see, but though his eyes are waxing dim, and though his foes speak ill of him, he was a friend to me. Old year, you shall not die. We did so laugh and cry with you. I've half a mind to die with you, old year, if you must die. He was full of joke and jest, but all his merry quips are o'er. To see him die across the waste, his son and heir doth ride post-haste, but he'll be dead before. Every one for his own. The night is starry and cold, my friend, and the new year, blithe and bold, my friend, comes up to take his own. How hard he breathes over the snow, I heard just now the crowing cock, the shadows flicker to and fro, the cricket chirps, the light burns low, 'tis nearly 12 o'clock. Shake hands before you die, old year, we'll dearly rue for you, what is it we can do for you, speak out before you die. His face is growing sharp and thin, alack, our friend is gone. Close up his eyes, tie up his chin, step from the corpse and let him in, that standeth there alone. And waiteth at the door, there's a new foot on the floor, my friend, and a new face at the door, my friend, a new face at the door. Alfred Tennyson. Abu Ben Adem. Abu Ben Adem has won its way to the popular heart because the brotherhood of man is the motto of this age. Abu Ben Adem, may his tribe increase, awoke one night from a deep dream of peace, and saw within the moonlight in his room, making it rich and like a lily in bloom, an angel writing in a book of gold. Exceeding peace had made Ben Adem bold, and to the presence in the room he said, "What writest thou?" The vision raised its head, and with a look made of all sweet accord, answered, "The names of those who love the Lord." "And is mine one?" said Abu. "Nay, not so," replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, "I pray thee, then, write me as one that loves his fellow men." The angel wrote and vanished. The next night it came again, with a great wakening light, and showed the names whom love of God had blessed, and lo, Ben Adam's name led all the rest. Leigh Hunt. End of section 23, read by Kara Schallenberg, on October 19, 2006, in Oceanside, California.